Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Intel on Tuesday reported strong earnings for the first quarter of fiscal 2010, with the company calling it the best first quarter ever. The company recorded net income of $2.4 billion for the quarter ended on March 27th, an increase of 288% compared to the first quarter a year ago. In January, Intel launched new Core i3, Core i5, and Core i7 chips for laptops and desktops, followed by new Xeon Server 5600 chips in the middle of March. The chips were made using the 32-nanometer manufacturing process, which makes microprocessors faster and more power-efficient while reducing manufacturing costs. Twitter on Tuesday introduced a new service called Promoted Tweets, which will let companies send ads in the form of ordinary messages, according to a blog posting by co-founder Biz Stone. The introduction is an important step for the company, since it represents the first step towards turning the microblogging service into a money-making venture. Initially, up to 10% of users will see the promoted messages. Twitter will work with Best Buy, Bravo, Red Bull, Sony Pictures, Starbucks, and Virgin America to roll out the first ads, Stone said. Apple has updated the 15-inch and 17-inch MacBook Pro models with Intel's Core i5 and i7 processors, which will include two integrated graphics processors to improve the laptop's battery life and performance. Apple users can pick between four standard models, three with a 15-inch display and one with a 17-inch display. The least expensive option is the 15-inch model with a 2.4 GHz Intel Core i5 for $1,799. The high-end 15-inch model has a 2.66 GHz Intel Core i7 and costs $2,199. All three models have 4 GB of RAM as the standard. Data center executives from Google and other large companies, including Microsoft and Amazon, are pushing back against new efficiency requirements proposed by a prominent standards group, saying they're too prescriptive and don't leave them room to innovate. The American Society of Heating, Refrigerating, and Air Conditioning Engineers recently proposed the amendments to its efficiency standard for buildings, ASHRAE Standard 90.1. The companies called the requirements too prescriptive. Instead of setting efficiency targets and letting engineers decide how they can best meet them, the amendments specify types of cooling systems that companies should use. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.